This is episode number 278 of the Fearless Presentations podcast, the fastest, easiest way to eliminate public speaking fear.
Want to absolutely eliminate public speaking fear? This podcast is the answer. Here's the guy who literally wrote the book on fearless presentations, Doug Stannard.
Welcome to Fearless Presentations. I'm your host, Doug Stannard, and my goal is to help you become a fearless and confident speaker and presenter. This week, we're going to continue our series on how to design presentations that are more engaging for your audience. When your audience really, really enjoys your speeches, they're going to give you good positive feedback, and that's going to help you increase your confidence at the same time. Now, a couple of episodes ago, I showed you a few ways to start a speech, and then last week, I showed you a simple way to design your speech so you don't have to memorize the entire presentation word for word. Today, I'm going to cover a few ways to end your speech so you leave your audience wanting more from you. Remember that the last thing that you say in your delivery will be what your audience remembers. So in this episode, I'm going to show you a few ways that you can help your audience retain the most important items from your speech. We'll also cover a few ways to in your speech so that the audience sees you as a credible authority on the subject that you're presenting on. Keep in mind that different speech endings can really have a totally different value for the audience. So you want to pick a speech ending that best helps your audience get the most value from your presentation. By the way, the episode is sponsored by fearlesspresentations.com. So if you're looking for a faster way to reduce public speaking fear or become a more persuasive speaker, we've got two-day public speaking classes coming up in Charlotte, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Dallas, Atlanta, Miami, Minneapolis, Detroit, and Tampa. For details about any of those classes, just go to our website at fearlesspresentations.com. All right, so let's get on with today's lesson. All right, so you've spent days and in some cases maybe weeks putting together a killer presentation, and now you have to stand up with confidence and present every bullet point with poise, and then you get all the way to the end and the presentation just kind of fizzles. It's like a marathon runner who trains for months, maybe years, and then just a half mile before the finish line starts to cramp up and can't finish the race. The last thing that you tell your audience will most likely be what they remember. So you really want to end your presentation with a bang. So in this episode, I'm going to cover three things that you should absolutely avoid when you close your presentation. And then in addition to that, we're going to cover seven killer ways to end on a positive note. So lots of content here. This is one of those episodes that you want to kind of bookmark so you can come back to it as you're designing your presentation. So let's kind of start with the three showstoppers. These are the things that you really, really want to not do. And I hate to tell people, I hate spending time going, oh, okay, don't do these things, because for some reason, the human brain doesn't work that way. When you tell somebody to not do something, they tend to do that thing anyway. But I don't really know any other way to get you to avoid some of these big ones. So let's kind of cover them really briefly. So the first big showstopper, this is a very poor way to end your presentation, is ending with a question and answer period, one of those Q&A things. One of the things that it just drives me up the wall is ending a fantastic presentation with a Q&A session, because the Q&A session at the end has a really high propensity to just flop. It reminds me of this sage advice from my junior high school football coach. He was an old school running game type of coach. And he'd say, in football, when you pass the ball, only three things can happen and two of them are bad. Right. So, well, I always remembered that for some reason, even though it's been, 40 years ago now, since I first heard that. I kind of feel the same way, by the way, about question and answer periods, because there are really three ways that Q&A sessions can end, and two of them are bad. So if your audience asks you great questions, you can end your presentation on a high note. That's fantastic. That would be ideal. However, if your audience asks you odd questions or uninteresting questions, you kind of end on a low note. So the exact opposite happens, or even worse, than getting crappy questions, though, is getting no questions, you know? So that now the ending just seems odd. So when I present during my classes, I encourage people to ask questions during my presentation. And that way I use a more dynamic way to end my presentation with a bang. I want to get the questions out of the way while the presentation is going on, not wait till the end. The second one that can be a challenge is when you end by thanking your audience for their time, as if their time is more valuable than yours. So when you stand up to speak, you should have the attitude that your audience is there to hear from you because you have important information that they need. So when you thank the audience for their time, you're conceding that their time is now more important than your time. It's more valuable than your time. So that can be a challenge. And then the third way, and this is one where if you fall into this trap, it can be more detrimental than even the other two, is you want to avoid an abrupt ending that really has no conclusion. By the way, I give an example of this. This happened to me very early in my career. The first time that I really bombed a speech, I made two really big mistakes. The first was that I just sped through the information so quickly that I finished in less than half of the allotted time. They gave me 15 minutes. I finished in half that time. And then since I just kind of ran out of things to say, I just sat down. So the people in the audience were confused. I had more time and the ending was so abrupt that they weren't really sure if I was finished. So you want to spend some time preparing your conclusion, practice it a few times, and you'll end on a much higher note. By the way, here's a little quick bonus tip. You want to warn your audience ahead of time that your speech is actually coming to an end. Our brains are wired to look for structure in things. So that's why people get frustrated with cliffhangers in movies. Only in movies, there's a sequel, right? And in speeches and presentations, the end is the end. So what you want to do is give a hint that you're nearing a close, a couple of slides or a paragraph before you actually do the close. So all you really have to do is say something like, so let's review what we've discussed so far, or as I wrap up the presentation, or in conclusion, you know, signaling that close prepares your audience for the ending. And then ironically, it almost also makes your ending more memorable. We just got to go. Okay, so stay away from those three things. I know those are very common things that will happen in presentations, and some of them are things that people actually prepare. But instead of doing those three things, I'm going to give you seven really cool killer endings that you can use that work really, really well. Now, some work better for some audiences and some work better for other audiences. So I'll give you kind of a brief explanation of each one and pick the one that you think might be right for the type of presentation that you're delivering and the audience that you're delivering for. All right, so the very first one is you want to end your presentation presentation with a brief summary of your key points. So if you're delivering just a few key points, like we suggest that people do in their presentation, it's easy just to summarize your topic and the key points. So Zig Ziglar, famous motivational speaker, he once said that you want to tell people what you want to tell them, and then tell them, and then tell them what you told them. So in his suggestion was to give an introduction outlining your topic and your key points as the introduction, and then cover your presentations one bullet point at a time, and then and give clarification and evidence for each of those bullet points. And then finally, at the end, just recap your topic and your key points at the conclusion. This technique works really, really well because it allows you to repeat your key concepts, your key bullet points a few times. And this repetition actually helps your audience members remember the content a little bit better. An example of using a summary to end your presentation with a bang would be kind of like a couple of months ago, I had a class member who used this technique really, really well. She worked for a local TV station that was trying to attract new viewers. And in the presentation outline that she created was basically, we can increase the number of young viewers by focusing more on our social media platform. She was presenting this to her executives. And then she gave the bullet points, which were teens get
most of their news from social media. The second one was increased coverage with teens increases interest in the station. And then the third thing was making social media selective will make us stand out against the competition. So basically, that was her topic and her three key bullet points. So the way she introduced it was basically just reading what she had. She said, my topic today is about how to increase the number of young viewers by focusing more on social media. The things that we're going to cover are how teens get most of their news from social media, and that if we increase our coverage with teens, there'll also be a corresponding increase in interest in our TV station from those teens, and then how making our social media selective will allow us to stand out from the competition. So after the introduction, the speaker would then she just covered the meat. She would give examples and stories to reinforce each one of those bullet points, and then just do the same recap at the end. She would just recap the main bullet points. She would say something like, at the conclusion, so in conclusion, since teens get most of their news via social media, and if we increase our coverage with teens, we'll also increase interest in our station. And if we make our social media selective, we'll stand out from the crowd. I believe that we can increase the number of young viewers by focusing more on social media. So basically, she's giving the intro and the content, and then in conclusion, she's basically doing all three of those things using the same technique. And as a result, the repetition kind of clicks in. So even without hearing the entire presentation, just by me giving you the topic and the three key bullet points a few times, you probably remember a few of those things. So the summary technique is a really easy way to conclude your speech. It'll also increase the retention of your audience. And by the way, if you want some additional examples, I put a post in the show notes that you can kind of click through and that will give you some different examples that you can see of that particular one. Okay, number two is you want to end with an example story or an anecdote. This is by far my favorite way to both start a presentation and actually end a presentation. You can use a compelling story or an anecdote. And I'll kind of show you in one of the future ones, in one of the latter concepts that I'm going to share with you, how you can do them both. You can do the intro and the conclusion in a very unique way to kind of tie everything up. I delivered a breakout session a few weeks ago about how to design better technical presentations. And I started my presentation just by describing my first day in macroeconomics class in college. By the way, that day was really, 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 really boring. And then, of course, I described it in a very funny and over-exaggerated way. And I used this story to show how if you are delivering dry content, your delivery has to be fairly energetic or you're going to bore your audience. By the way, my professor did not use that technique, by the way. I just spoke for another 45 minutes. And then I finished my presentation by describing the success story of one of my class members. So basically I started with a bad example, and then I ended the presentation with a story of a good example. This class member that I had trained had implemented the very content that I had just delivered to the breakout session group. However, he was delivering a very data intense presentation for the CDC, for the Center for Disease Control. So his content was even more boring than the type of content that the audience had to deliver. So the story showed the group how a speaker can actually make even boring data filled material and make that more entertaining and easier to deliver as well. Those contrasting stories, you know, the one at the start of my presentation and then the one at the end, they really work together. They bookend the entire presentation. An easy way, by the way, to find funny anecdotes to end your presentation. Sometimes you can, if you just want to have a funny story or an anecdote of some type, a good place to find those anecdotes is just in Reader's Digest, the old magazine. It's still out there, and there, I think it's rd.com, Reader's Digest, their website has all of those funny work-related stories. You can basically just go down and purchase one of those. They're probably still in the grocery store lines, but it's easier just to kind of go on their website and just scroll through stories until you find one that's kind of closely related to the topic that you're presenting. And you can find, you know, funny jokes and quotes and different things like that. In fact, I'll link to that in the show notes. So basically, if you click the link that's in the show notes, I'll kind of show you where you can find some of these funny anecdotes. By the way, this is kind of an embarrassing incident, but it shows you how if you get a little creative, any type of story can actually be a great ending. I was training an instructor years ago, and I just picked a random funny anecdote. I just had her pick a random funny anecdote from Reader's Digest. I had one in my bag, and I said, "Hey, I'll show you how easy this is. You just pick a story, any funny story out of Reader's Digest. I'm going to find a way to insert that into my presentation." And this is the story that she picked, by the way. A woman went to her boss saying that she was going to go home early because she was feeling sick. The boss, who basically had just gotten over a cold, said that he hoped it wasn't something that he had given her. And a coworker overhearing the conversation said, "I hope not. She's got morning sickness." And so, pretty funny story, right? If you tell it the right way, you can get a couple of laughs. But I had to insert that into my class though, because I told my instructor in training that this was really easy to do. So obviously this woman who I was training to be an instructor obviously had a pretty fair sense of humor as well. But I thought about it for a while and I just ended the session with, so in summary, one of the most important parts of the presentation design process is knowing your audience. In fact, that reminds me of a story. And then I just added the anecdote word for word and I got a big laugh. So I'm basically found a way to kind of end the presentation with humor by telling a funny story that we got from Reader's Digest. So you don't have to work that hard a lot of times. If you just end with a really compelling story from your own experience, a lot of times it's going to go over really, really, really well. The third one that you can do is finish your speech by telling the end of an earlier story. This is the one I was referencing a little earlier. If you want to be more inspirational with your stories, you can give the beginning of the story early in the presentation, typically at the very beginning, and then end the story in your conclusion when you finish the presentation. For instance, I sometimes will start my public speaking class telling the story about how I bombed my first big presentation as a college intern. And then I'll often go into great detail about how my hands were sweaty and how I rushed through the whole 15-minute presentation in 3.5 minutes and how I was mortified. And then I finished the presentation by telling how just a year later, after a little bit of outside training, I had to stand up in front of 400 people and give an acceptance speech for an award that I received. And this time I was calm. I used my humor to win over the audience and I killed it. You know, so by continuing the story and providing the positive result at the end, it makes for a nice presentation ending. So basically you start a story where you had a challenge and then end your presentation with the success of how you overcame that challenge. That works really, really well. The fourth one is you can end your presentation with an open-ended question. Questions stimulate the part of the brain that overrides instincts and old behaviors. So when you pose a question, your brain automatically thinks about it. Sometimes your brain will instinctively answer the question whether you want it to or not. So that's why people are drawn to thought-provoking questions. So a great way to end your presentation is with a well-designed, thought-provoking question. So for instance, when I teach a class, I use this technique before almost every break. For instance, if I teach an hour-long session, it will be easy for the audience to forget a lot of that content if it isn't reinforced right away. So by asking a thought-provoking question about the content, it stimulates that content in the minds of the audience members. So when you ask questions, though, avoid questions where the answer is an obvious yes or no. Instead, ask open-ended questions. The easiest way to do that is just ask the audience members their opinions about what you've just talked about. For instance, if my title is starting with a 3-point outline will help you save time when you design a presentation, I could just end the speech with a question like, "Hey, based on what we've talked about today, can you see how starting with a 3-point outline can help save you time? If so, how?" Right? So it's the "if so, how" part that opens up the conversation and gets them to kind of talk about it. So any answers that the audience provides, by the way, they help me prove my point. So the more answers that they give me, the more proof that I have that the content that we just covered is actually going to be very helpful to them. All right. So the fifth one is you want to give the audience a call to action at the end of your speech. Quite often when we deliver a speech, we're doing so to get the audience to take action. We want them to do something different as a result of the content that we've given them. And more often than not, the audience never does what we suggest. So if it's important for your audience to do something with that great content that you provided, you want to end with some type of call to action. Ask them to do something. So just as an FYI here, though, if you ask them to do a single thing, they're more likely to do it. If you ask them to do a second thing, they're more likely to do neither of those two things. So to prevent that and to inspire your audience, challenge them to just do one specific thing from your speech. If your presentation is about how your company should invest in advertising, then make your call to action something very specific. So my suggestion is that we increase our advertising budget by 10% and use that budget for additional retargeting ads. You know, something very, very specific. The main things to keep in mind here is that the more calls to action that you have, the less likely they're going to do anything. So make your call to action just a single item and make it easy for the people in the audience to implement, and you'll get a better result. So the sixth way to end your presentation with a bang is to use what we call the echo close. Now, a good way to do this is to end with somewhat of an inspirational quote and then echo a single part of that quote as your presentation capstone. You know, for instance, you might say something like, a wise man once said that the mind is not a vessel to be filled, but a fire to be kindled. So basically start with a quote like that and then echo through that kindled part. So when you present, kindle the fire of knowledge. Kindle the fire of enthusiasm, kindle the fire of humor, kindle the fire of empathy. And when you do all that, you're going to kindle the fire of learning from your audience. So again, it's kind of a more inspirational way to end your presentation. Another example might be, so in conclusion, brevity in public speaking is pretty important. In fact, George Orwell once said, if it is possible to cut a word out of your speech, always cut it out. So when you create a presentation, cut the fluff, cut the repetitive bullets, cut the platitudes. And when you do, you will cut the confusion from your audience as well. So it's an easy technique if you prepare the ending and then practice it a few times. It's much more difficult to kind of do this off the top of your head, you know, while you're presenting, because it is one of those things that you have to kind of practice and prepare. But if you do it really well, it's one of those things that people kind of look back on and say, oh my God, he was really good, or she was really good as a presenter. So that concludes the six ways that you can end your presentation with a bang. However, there is one more thing. So Steve Jobs was really famous for concluding his keynotes with the one more thing technique. And then basically at the end of saying those words, he would follow up with a surprising fact, a surprising feature, a new innovation. And you know, why is this effective? Well, because it leaves people talking. It's a really cool way to make the conclusion of your presentation something where people kind of talk about it. The next time you're about to give a speech, try leaving out the most surprising part until the end. Then channel your inner Steve Jobs. By the way, regardless of how you choose to end your presentation, spend a little bit of time on the ending, make it flawless, and you'll leave your audience really wanting more. If you do that, you're going to end your presentation with a bang. By the way, don't forget to go to our website and download the free handout for this one. And we'll see you next week on the Fearless Presentations Podcast. Bye, y'all.
Subscribe to this podcast for new public speaking secrets each week.